Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to look at the upcoming changes to the New South Wales Workers' Compensation System scheduled for 2026. This is a significant shift in legislation that will impact injured workers, employers, and rehabilitation professionals across the state. Understanding these changes now is essential for protecting long-term entitlements and ensuring a smooth transition under the new rules. The rules for workplace injury claims are shifting drastically. Many people assume that once their workers' compensation entitlements are established, they are locked in forever. However, this is simply not the case. The changes coming in 2026 are sweeping and will alter the landscape for both employees and employers. From the 1st of July 2026, the rules change significantly. For some workers, particularly those suffering from psychological injuries, the window to claim under the current system is closing. These reforms are designed to manage the sustainability of the scheme, but they place a much higher burden of proof on the injured individual. Whether you are currently managing an injury, dealing with the stigma surrounding claims, or considering lodging a claim, staying informed is your best protection. To understand how we got here, we need to look at two critical bills that have passed through Parliament. These bills rewrite the rules to address rising costs and align compensation laws with broader workplace safety frameworks. Together, they tighten eligibility and enforce strict new timeframes for decision-making. The first is the Workers' Compensation Legislation Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed on the 18th of November 2025. This legislation primarily targets the liability tests used to determine if a claim is valid. It specifically addresses psychological injury claim rules and removes the ambiguities that previously allowed claims based on general workplace stress to succeed easily. The second piece of legislation is the Workers' Compensation Legislation Amendment, Reform and Modernization Bill, passed on the 4th of February 2026. This bill focuses on long-term scheme viability by introducing higher impairment thresholds and premium caps. It also outlines a single assessment process for permanent injuries. While some early updates have already commenced, the majority of these restrictive changes will take effect from the 1st of July 2026. Before that major transition occurs in July, several early updates came into effect in late March 2026. These serve as a precursor to the broader reforms. One major update is an insurance premium rate freeze for the 2026 to 2027 and 2027 to 2028 policy periods. This measure is intended to stabilize employer costs in the short term. Additionally, the Personal Injury Commission has been granted new powers to appoint support persons for workers who cannot legally represent themselves. A formal review of the way psychological injuries are assessed has also been initiated. Perhaps the most impactful area of the new laws concerns psychological injury claims. From July 2026, the legal bar for mental health claims in New South Wales is getting much higher. The state government is attempting to curb costs by introducing highly objective legal tests. Data from Safe Work Australia shows that thousands of workers are awarded compensation for mental disorders caused by bullying every year, but these new laws will make securing that support much harder. To put this into perspective, we can look at the whole person impairment threshold, or WPI. Currently, the threshold sits at 15%. After July 2026, that threshold jumps to 25%. Furthermore, extended benefits beyond 52 weeks will now require an impairment rating of at least 21%. This increase effectively locks out workers with moderate conditions from long-term financial support. Under these new rules, claims must be linked to highly specific, objective events rather than general workplace stress. According to the iCare Workers' Compensation Reform, this must be either a conduct event or a traumatic event. A traumatic event involves incidents like workplace violence, witnessing a serious accident, or experiencing a critical emergency. A conduct event relates to continuous issues like severe workplace bullying, racial conduct, sexual harassment, or unreasonable work demands. You can no longer rely on cumulative, generalized stress to form the basis of a successful claim. As we just mentioned, the way your injury is measured is also changing. Whole person impairment, or WPI, is a medical score that reflects how much your injury permanently affects your daily life and functioning. To access weekly payments beyond 130 weeks, the requirement is jumping from 15% to 25%. This 10% increase means a worker must prove a far more severe level of psychological damage to qualify for long-term help. It is also important to note that this threshold will rise again to 27% in 2027 and reach 28% from the 1st of July 2029. The process for handling disputed claims is also moving to a stricter and faster timeline. This procedural realignment means that if a psychological claim based on a conduct event is disputed by an insurer, it must first go through a mandatory internal review. Following this, the matter escalates to the Industrial Relations Commission to determine if the misconduct actually occurred. Once confirmed, the insurer has exactly 7 days to accept liability or continue disputing the medical facts. Insurers now have a strict 42-day window to make a decision on misconduct-based claims. If they miss that deadline, the claim may be automatically accepted. Once accepted, back payments for benefits and medical expenses must be paid within 21 days. Another area of change involves what is known as reasonable management action. This is a legal defense for employers that often catches workers off guard. Compensation is not payable if reasonable management action is the main cause of a psychological injury. This includes routine activities like performance reviews, disciplinary action, promotions, or corporate restructures. The new laws clarify that if an employer performs these actions in a fair and reasonable manner, they are highly protected from liability. When it comes to medical treatment, accessing funded support will require passing a stricter legal test. The standard for covering medical expenses will shift from reasonably necessary to reasonable and necessary. This dual standard creates a tighter requirement for approval. Furthermore, the legislation introduces a single WPI assessment process to replace the previous method where multiple doctor assessments could lead to conflicting results. To provide some relief against inflation, statutory entitlements will now be indexed annually. For employers, the reforms offer some temporary financial relief through the legislated premium freeze from June 2026 to June 2028. However, it is vital to understand that this freeze applies to the average target collection rate, not the total amount a specific business pays. Individual premiums can still fluctuate based on industry classification, total wages, and claims history. Proactive risk management and proper incident reporting remain the best ways to keep costs low. The central takeaway here is that timing is critical. Workers who currently meet the 15% WPI threshold may no longer qualify for support once the threshold rises to 25% in July. What you qualify for today may not apply after the deadline. Securing entitlements under the current system ensures a necessary safety net is in place while you focus on recovery. Navigating these complex rules is easier when you have a dedicated team on your side. At Oz Rehab, we provide expert workplace rehabilitation services in New South Wales to help you navigate this changing environment. We work alongside injured workers, doctors, employers, and insurers to ensure the right support is in place at the right time. Our services include designing structured return to work programs, conducting objective activities and daily living assessments, and recommending workplace adjustments. We also coordinate transparently with all stakeholders, including GPs and psychologists, to ensure a safe recovery. For businesses, we offer pre-employment screening and injury prevention training to protect your team proactively. To conclude, let's recap some of the most frequently asked questions. The 2026 changes involve sweeping reforms to liability rules, a dramatic increase in impairment thresholds, and new decision limits for insurers. Psychological injury claims will now require links to specific traumatic or conduct events, and the WPI threshold for long-term support is rising from 15 to 25%. While some changes apply only to new claims, others, like benefit indexation, may apply to existing ones. It is essential to review your specific case with an expert. Acting before July 2026 is the best way to ensure your situation is assessed under the current, more accessible rules. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit osrehab.com.